Direct from Birmingham in the UK, it's blindbargains.com coverage of Site Village 2015. Brought to you by HeartGen Consultancy.
HeartGen Consultancy, how can we help?
If you need high-quality products such as Lisi for all JAWS users, online access technology courses, JAWS script writing, competitive pricing, and friendly sales and support, we're HeartGen Consultancy, and we can help. Visit us today, www.heartgen.org.
Now, here's Dave Williams.
We're at Site Village 2015, and I'm joined by a good friend of mine and colleague, Mr. Martin Roberts of Humanware.
Hello, hello. How's things?
I'm very well. Are you well?
I'm really good, yeah.
Good time. It's been quite busy this morning.
We haven't stopped, really. The stand's been packed, and that's always a good thing. And people are buying stuff, so we like that.
Now, Blind Bargains spoke with Humanware in the US last week, but let's have a little bit of a UK perspective from you then, Martin. What's going on with Humanware in the UK at the moment?
Okay, so I'll start with the Braille Note, because that's a real popular product of ours. So the first thing to mention is that certainly for our European and UK users, we now support UEB maths in the word processor. So in education or in work, you can do your maths in the word processor, and you can use UEB and our UEB picker, which lets you choose from UEB signs. If you don't know your UEB, we'll teach you. I think that's quite unique. We can do that. Now, it's great for schools, because previously, I don't think any note takers have been able to do maths properly in the word processor and be able to print it out for students. So that's really, really useful.
So how does the UEB picker then, just describe me through the kind of the workflow there, what happens?
Okay,
with
you
that?
Press a keystroke, and that will take you into a list of say fractions, numbers, scientific symbols. You press enter on the one you want, then you go through the list.
So there's a text description next to each one there.
Exactly. Yep. But more importantly, you choose your category, say it's fractional category. You can go through and it will tell you the Braille keystroke, and then you can press enter on it and it will input that into your document for you. So it kind of helps you learn. So I think that's really handy.
So it's a bit like the sort of the hotkey help in JAWS, really. So you kind of cursor down, find the thing you want, and then press enter, and it does it.
Exactly. And we've been doing things like that in Keysoft in our help system for years. Moving on from that, we have the quick notes feature. So you can either do W then Q from the main menu, and that'll open up a document with the date and time of its creation really quickly. Or if you're, say you're on the internet and you want to make a quick note on something, you can do enter, backspace, and Q as long as you've got four hands, and that will do the same thing. So one keystroke, particularly important, I know some people are moving to iOS, but if you're a note taker user, it's all about speed and productivity, I think, to get things done. In that split second, you've got to take a note or a phone number, without losing that business that you want, or without losing teachers, your concentration. You really need to get that note opened as quickly as possible and take that down, that information. So there's quick notes.
So this update is for the Apex family.
It is, and it's free of charge as usual. So also on the Apex, we have internet radio now. So you can, much like you can on the Stream product, you can now listen to internet radio stations via an app called Ootunes. I think some of people have heard about this app, but we've made it a really friendly experience. So you just use your space bar to go through between searching via category, via station name, or adding favourites and so on. So we've now got internet radio, which some people will find useful. Can I just do one more quick Braille thing?
Yeah.
We've got a new software update out for our Brailliant BI and B Ranger displays, and that just improves iOS connectivity and connectivity with some Bluetooth chips on some laptops. So for some people it may be important, go grab it, it's free. We can call us on a UK number and we can talk you through that update process for you. Moving on to the Breeze, I know you've done an interview, Blind Bargains, in the past about the Breeze Plus, but the big thing for the UK is that if you decide you want to have the American voice, the Samantha voice on the Breeze Plus, all the postcode functionality works. So you can either choose to download the Daniel voice, or some people prefer the Samantha voice on the Breeze, so you can choose one of those voices now, and that's quite nice.
So you don't have to change your localization in order to have a US voice in the UK if you want that?
Yeah, if I want to use a Breeze Plus, and I could, or a normal Breeze actually, I don't need a Plus necessarily, I can download the Samantha invoice from the American software, and it'll still have all the postcode functionality and all the stuff that people like.
So just remind us, so the Breeze Plus, that's a software update and a chipset update?
Yeah, so there's a software update that's free for everybody. That's gives a couple of new features. That's ability to lock into the open area mode. So say you're walking in a field, maybe you've got a guide dog, and you're maybe 10 meters away from the road, or even 5 meters away from the road, it's at the other side of the fence. The Breeze will still think you're on the road network, so you can force it into open area mode. And that's great if you want point of interest detection in your vicinity in a clock face fashion. And we also now tell you if your destination is on the left or right of you. We always told you if a point of interest is on the left or right of you, but it could be an address or you know, or just a destination that you've put in for through a postcode, and we'll tell you if that's on the left
so
or right.
So you'd get, if you just got the software update then for the older Breeze, you would get that functionality.
The maps, we've got new maps for the UK, and we've had to charge an update price for the maps this year, just because our map terms and conditions have changed. So our license, our map provider, that they're charging us now for those updates, so we have to pass some of that on. I think it's £20, which, you know, I think it's a pretty good deal for new maps. And there is also a new hardware update, which basically gives you a more up-to-date GPS receiver, which is essentially the, you know, the GPS
receiver.
Does
that improve the accuracy then?
It does in built-up areas significantly, and it also increases the ability for the device to lock onto satellites in a quick way.
So it's quicker and hopefully more accurate in built-up areas.
I haven't seen much of an accuracy difference in non-built-up areas, because, you know, if you've got good GPS coverage all the time, it's pretty good, but just because, you know, kind of what you do and I do, Dave, it's, you know, we do like going through cities and stuff, and it's more accurate. So
I understand that you can upgrade your existing Breeze.
You can. We've got an upgrade price. You can send your Breeze in. We'll update it. We'll give you a new battery. We'll give you a new 2-year warranty, I believe. I believe it's 2 years. It stands to be correct. Could be one. We'd certainly get a new warranty. And we'll put the new maps on and everything for you, and that's £150.
That's,
and we'll include
cost.
Courier sending it back to you as well.
Okay, so that's going to update all your hardware and software and maps from Humanware in the UK for £150. And I know in the US they were quoting two weeks. Is that about the same?
Well, we've now got the parts in stock, so we was talking to Charlotte from our customer service department this morning. I did a seminar on this, and we're turning them around in 3 days. So,
excellent. There are a lot of people out there with the Breeze now.
Yeah, I think quite a few. It's been a popular product in the UK, and I think that the thing is, I know a lot of people use iPhone apps, but there are some people who can't use an iPhone app. There are some people, you know, if you try and use an iPhone in the winter with a capacitive touchscreen, water and touchscreens don't match well. And there are some people as well who, you know, maybe are living in areas of the country where the mobile phone reception isn't great. And if that's the case, then you'll find that your app of choice maybe doesn't work that well, because it relies on you know, the phone network to be of good quality. So, you know, there's also your battery
as well.
Yeah,
I was going to say, the battery, that's always the one, isn't it? When you've had your GPS running on your phone all day, it does cane the battery.
There's definitely a market for a standalone device, otherwise we wouldn't have invested in it.
And of course, some people just prefer having physical buttons.
Of course.
And they stay the same with the Plus update.
Yeah, the interface hasn't changed.
Yeah. Okay, so we've covered BrailleNote, the Brailliant line of Braille displays. There's a firmware update there. And the Breeze. Anything else you want to tell us about from Humanware in the UK, Martin?
Not really. I just hope all our customers have a good summer. We do have more things planned for this year, but I'm not saying anything out here. Just to whet your appetite.
He's been all mysterious.
Yeah, well, and so there's more on the magnification side, but I think you covered that in the US interview. So
excellent. All right then, Martin. Well, it's good to see you, and sounds like you're keeping busy. What do you think? I've got to ask you a question now. What do you think is the long term future of a product like BrailleNote?
The BrailleNote future is incredibly, I think, rosy. You know, the note taker or Braille display, generally Apple device or maybe Android sometimes, is always kind of one that it rears its head every year, doesn't it? And every year Apple breaks something. and every year people, you know, the braille doesn't work or there's a problem. You can't really have that in a school environment. And also the braille input, you know, as Jonathan's pointed out on some of his blogs, just isn't up to that educational standard that people really need in a school. So I think the future of the braille note's great. You know, the other thing that I find interesting about the braille note taker versus iOS device or Android device is that, you know, we generally hope, I think, that we can support people well. And if you need to know something from Apple, you're generally going to have to go on an email list.
I just wanted to pick up on the braille input, and it does feel like it's a bit of a become a bit of an ongoing saga. I mean, is there any way for a product like Braille Note, you could do your input locally and then, you know, sort of splat that into a text field when you go into the screen reader, you know, terminal mode when you're connected to your iOS device?
Well, certainly we don't have that feature on the Braille Note. However, that's, you know, like in an iOS device, when you go into a meeting, you've got to open your phone, turn on your braille display, fire up your app of choice, get into the edit field, click into the edit field.
Yeah.
On a braille note, I turn it on, use the quick notes feature, press backspace, enter, and Q, and I can be up and going within, you know, 2 or 3 seconds. That might take someone with an iOS device 10, 15 seconds, if you're lucky. So I think, you know, there's a place for both, and long may that continue.
Well, thanks very much for your time again, Martin. And if you'd like to just finish by giving us contact details for Humanware in the UK.
Okay, so you can phone us on 01933 415 800. You can also email us at eu.sales@humanware.com.
Martin Roberts from Humanware, thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.